Father, thank you in Jesus' name that we come here today joyful. Oh, joyful. Lord, because we are loved. Oh, we're loved. We're loved with a love that will never fail, will never end. God, a love so complete, a love that is all sufficient, a love, praise God, that builds us up. Lord, thank you for the very love of God that's all in Christ Jesus. Lord, we're a grateful people this morning. God, we come in here singing. Oh, it might be through a valley of a shadow of death, but thanks be to God for the tune that we whistle. Oh, Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh, yes, you do, because the Bible tells me so. And Lord, we come and we give you thanks, Lord God, and we're here today. We're a needy people. Oh, we're so needy. God, the world doesn't have answers. We know these things. And thanks be to God that you've shown us so mightily that the world, praise God, is confused. It's bent, Lord God. It's against itself, Lord God. It's divided, Lord God. But in you, hallelujah, we are one. And there is no confusion. And we know, Lord God, that you and you alone are able for everything. Now, Lord, increase our faith in that this morning. Lord, help us to pray for one another, pray for all Christians, and to pray for all men. And God, believe you today. And Lord, again, increase our faith. Let us just rejoice and God have more joy in believing you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we'll go ahead and read the whole chapter this morning. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, and we'll go ahead and now replace that with love, divine love, agape love, God's love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own. It is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abides faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Praise be to God. Yes, such beautiful scripture. How wonderful, and how many times, brothers and sisters, that's been read and people just stand in awe of it and think it's so beautiful. And God help us to always stand in awe of it and think it's so beautiful, because it is. But brothers and sisters, that, praise God, is just right there on the surface. And as God always does with us, he's going deep. And Lord, help us to receive what this is about. And it's the same in all scripture, what it's about. He wants us to grow up. He wants a full reap of reward in his inheritance, doesn't he? Oh, yes, he is, and yes, he does. He wants us to fully mature, brothers and sisters. He wants us to put away the childish things, and he wants us to be mature sons of God. Yes, we're sons. Praise the Lord. Now are we the sons of God. But he wants growth. He wants that maturity. He wants that fellowship right now and with him forevermore, someday, ones that will be like him in full maturity, in full development, in a completeness, praise God, of all the perfect and complete will of God. Now that's something, isn't it? But that's our God. He's always something. Praise the Lord. But this is what he wants in this sincerity. And I am so thankful for the word of God. It's our life. It's our Lord. And I thank God. Thank God for the grace that he gives us that we desire truth. We come here week after week. And praise be to God year after year even. How wonderful. And I praise God. Our fellowship, all because of him, is in the gospel of Christ. And brothers and sisters, God always help us to be thankful for that. And that's why you have it. That's why I have it. Because we thank him. There is humility, praise God. And he gives grace to the humble. We know we're not worthy of this in ourselves. We know that the only thing that we deserved was death, but God. But in that but God, in his great mercy and love for us, not only did he favor us, we are highly favored. We are now his sons, and he loves his sons. You think about these parents here today, and I'm so thankful. I know many of you, and I'm so grateful to God how much you love your children. But that cannot compare to how God loves his children. How he fights for them. How he encourages them. How, praise God, he has placed them in the hand of his son. And his son's hand is in his hand. And no man shall pluck them out of my hand. Oh, praise be to God. He's the father that, again, continually waits for the last sheep. The prodigal. The one that is out there that maybe has wasted a lot of his life. But yet he waits moment by moment looking. Oh, will he come home today? Not, I forgot about him. That no good. He squandered it. No, he doesn't. He just sits there moment by moment. Will he come home today? That's who loves me. That's who loves me. Now, if that doesn't cause your heart to move and a groaning, praise God, that Lord, truly allow me by your grace to yield to you, to thank you for this, because this is what you want. We talked about it last week, the thanksgiving of praise, that sacrifice, oh, of thanksgiving. How beautiful it is, Lord, just flame me up with that. And you know what? That will cause me to will and to do of your good pleasure. Christ in me takes over. Hallelujah. And my goodness arises the mighty men, the mighty sons of God. Now, God help us in this, brothers and sisters, because what we read here today is God help us to always be so thankful. Never be puffed up. Never in what God has allowed us to know. Never by God's grace to be uppity about the work of faith that he's caused in our lives. Just because we know scripture. And maybe there's some, can you imagine, that know all mysteries. But if we do not have that thanksgiving of praise for the perfect love of God that makes it all happen, I'll assure you the word of God tells you it profits you nothing. You missed it, is what it's saying. It was wood, hay, and stubble all over the place, and that will burn. That will not remain, because God will only have his son. And God will only have the things that magnify his son. And God is only pleased in the glory that is given to his son in everything that is done in our lives. See, God is hitting us right out the gate in this, brothers and sisters. He wants nothing less than perfect agape, agapha, the divine love of God. I love it. We're talking perfect love. This is a perfect God. This isn't a God of hit or miss. This is why it's got to be his workmanship. Do you understand that? He's got to do this because we know one another. We are so imperfect. We can't get the job done. I am so inept. I am so unfaithful. And what he wants us to realize and recognize in his love for us, that he abides faithful always. Praise God. He is our ability always. And again, it's not something that's afar off. And I will preach this by the grace of God till he take me home. Brothers and sisters, we have to get it. Christ liveth in me. He's here. Not just here. He's in here. He is the one that causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Any good you ever do is because of the life of Christ in you. Any believing in the word of God that you ever will have in your life, it's because of Christ in you. It is. That's the grace of God. He gave you the faith. He gives you that faith. Hallelujah, he does. You are called and you are chosen. And that's great, great grace. And he wanted that for all men. But obviously he knows. Oh, yes, he does know. And that's why he says, I'll give mercy unto whom I'll have mercy. And I'll show compassion to whom I will show compassion. God does not waste his time, and he doesn't. And I'm so thankful to the Lord that he has divinely given us the Holy Ghost to minister to us, that those that really want it, by God's grace, want it. Yeah, because it's here. The life that we now live is the same life. Do you know that? That brother or sister sitting next to you in the Lord, same life. Might look a little different on the outside. Might act a little different here and there. But I'll tell you, the only thing that'll remain someday, same life. Oh, let's let him satisfy us. But see, brothers and sisters, what he's talking here of is his perfect love. Perfect love. We're talking love that casts out all fear. Love that casts out all hesitation. Love that casts out all guilt. Love that casts out all self-condemnation. And love, praise God, that casts out all self-righteousness. Can you imagine the love that'll cast out all being critical? Yeah. Oh, by the grace of God, I want to be instant in season and out of season. I want to preach the word of God. I want to be able to, by the grace of God, to be inspired to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering. Oh, my goodness. And doctrine. Oh, yes. Don't ever forget that. That's how it's all going to be. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something here. God is the one that does it. God's the one that does it. I don't do it. You don't do it. By his grace, we plant and we water. Whether it's ones we meet, in our households, in our own lives. But it's God that gives the increase. Amen. 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 Oh, yes. Know it. Now, brothers and sisters, this is wonderful stuff. Because this perfect love is the love that magnifies and glorifies him. This is the love. See, you'll know this in your life. When these things are moved in your life and he causes you to will and to do of his good pleasure, it will magnify him. By God's grace, it is. It's a supernatural thing, brothers and sisters. You'll be thanking him. He'll be using you and you'll be magnifying him. You'll be saying, thank you, Jesus, at the same time that he's doing something in you that's causing growth in his body. Oh, I love it. It's him. This is what he does. This is his work. And he does it always. And it is a battle. And it's moment by moment, brothers and sisters. And I'm telling you, you know it. Oh, I love it. You know, the time is short. And it is. And he's really getting it after it all over the scriptures, because this is what it does. See, we're not just brethren that gather here, and we're not even just beloved brethren that gathered here. It's dearly beloved brethren time. Did you know that? Oh, yes. And I'll tell you what, he proves it to you in his word, and even in this section that we're reading here today, that word in have, but it's called, it says have not love. But if you have love, and the have that he's talking about there, it means joined in marriage love. Did you hear that? How deep you want to go? Huh? It's just like sometimes people say, oh, well, you know, I just want to hear the depths of the gospel. Hear the word of God, knucklehead, and you'll hear the depths of the gospel. Let's go back. Don't be puffed up. Don't think you know it all. Because even if you did, I think there's an indication there, if you're gloating about you know it all, there's a love that's lacking. Yeah. Yeah, I can't and I won't know all mysteries. I know that's God that knows all of that. But I want to know one thing. I want to know the love of God. And he told me that that's what he wants me to know. And I know that he's faithful, that he'll do it. But I know that it's all him. Amen? Amen. See, that's good stuff. Now, see, this is no touchy-feely love then, is it? See, if we know that this is joined in marriage stuff that he's talking about, we know this isn't touchy-feely. This is something that's all-powerful here, brothers and sisters. This is love, as it states in this chapter, that never fails, that endures, that doesn't seek its own. It's not puffed up. And best of all, it's the love that loves the truth. Now, see, he gives you all that because that's the proof. That's the proof that the very first three verses of this chapter are profitable. That's the proof. Do you have that love? Is that the love and this stuff's going down? Huh? I don't want to be thinking I'm used mightily in a lot of different ways. Because I'll tell you what, I could come up here and I could preach the most marvelous sermon to the ears of man. But I'm going to tell you something very clearly. If I don't love my brother whom I have seen, how can I say I love my God who I have not seen? It's the truth. We've heard that expression before. Many folks can talk the talk, but do we walk the walk? God said it like this, not in word only, but in deed and in truth. It's interesting as we're reading this, you say, well, wait a second, brother. It says I could have faith to remove mountains. I could give all. Well, wait a second. Isn't that the work? No, the work's the love of God. Oh, and it's a privilege to be used of the Lord, isn't it? Paul even said, oh, I'm so thankful. I'm just in glory time because I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. See, we get so ornery, and I know people that even know Christ as Savior. They might even deny it now and say, well, I don't like no jealous God. I don't like a God that's just so narrow. I don't like to guess about things like God. How about you? Huh? Enough things in life that you don't know. But when we're dealing with God, I want to know. I don't want any guesswork in this. And he's a God that's very exact. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. Now, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about that. And then he goes on to say that he that believeth in me shall never die. He tells me that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And praise be to God, period. I don't care how many sad religions have put ands, ifs, or buts after that. Abraham was justified by faith. No flesh shall be justified by the works of the law. And it never changes. And you don't get closer to God once you become a Christian thinking, well, now what do I have to do to get closer to God in myself? Hello? It's grace. See, that's why this brain got to get out of here, because we can't think anything but somehow my achievement. Brothers and sisters, the Bible warns us very clearly that our flesh is weak, that we will magnify ourselves instead of God in a moment, that our nature is to say, look at me and not look at him. That is your nature. Oh, you may think, people told, oh, you were born so sweet. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. I know I'll hear from some moms here later on. But you can see me saying that I sure wasn't. But I'll tell you one thing, by God's grace, I'm going to tell you the truth. But brothers and sisters, our nature is to say, look at me and not behold him. It is. See, I don't want this message of Jesus to ever be some regurgitated thing in my life. God help me. Because in my flesh, that's all it could become. In our flesh, we would become something that is just vain repetition. Lord, every time you want to preach your word through me, may it because you're my first love. That's it. Now, Galatians 5:6 tells us very clearly, faith which worketh by love. Did you hear that? Listen to that again. Faith which worketh by love. See, we cannot force faith. We can't. Faith only works by love. We can know scriptures. We could quote them mightily. We can have them hanging on our wall. We can put them on our t-shirts. We can write them on cards and put them all over our house. And I am not belittling any of that. I thank the Lord. Don't get me wrong. However Christ is preached. But we're talking perfect love here right now. If we have not received that thanksgiving and that love to thank him for all of this, it's profitless. This is redeem the time. This is not a time to be playing Christianity. This is not a time to feign obedience, as some will someday. This is by the grace of God. Lord, let your love work in me. God, help us to be thankful, Lord God, for what we know. God, help us to be thankful for the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. That as we rejoiced in earlier, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's it. See, it's faith like a child that pleases him, isn't it? Never move from that. Don't think that you become so mighty in your learning that somehow you graduate from faith like a child. Don't ever go from that moment and that place. That's how you get it all. Faith like a child is, well, you mean my father said it? Well, then it's so. The problem was when I thought I started growing out of my boots with my own dad when I was a teenager. Well, I got to think about that. You know, Dad told me, oh, I got to think about that. See, and when I was 4, 5, and 6, life was so perfect. Dad told me that. Wow, that is gold. That's bank. You know what I'm saying? Never move from faith like a child, and you'll grow up into him in all things. Oh, thank you, God, that we know you love us. Brothers and sisters, as we close this up today, this is vital stuff. We must not grow complacent in our thanks and what he is giving us in knowing him. This is not a life that goes through the motions. This is not a life that's going through some preliminary run through and I'll get it right next time. We are in the final heat right now. We are in the championship of championships right now. The only the ones that will run well. And when you run well, let me tell you, the way you'll run is in grace and in love. And you'll win him. You'll win. You run in grace, absolute grace. I'll assure you, the word of God assures you, you will win him. Because you'll grow up. You'll grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you'll find out that that Lord and Savior is full of grace and truth. That's all he is. That's what he is. That's everything to us. Now, in that, all I can tell you see how much enabling grace we need? Do you see how much we need? But more importantly, have you heard how much he's given? All sufficiency in all things, always, to superabound in every good work. Let me tell you something, you're covered. Oh my goodness, just go deep and let him just bury you in it. Ask and ye shall receive. And I'm finding myself more and more all the time asking the Lord, Lord, help me to get myself out of the way. Help me to quit thinking. Help me to quit of myself and let your love reign. It's so good. It's so wonderful. Oh, praise God. What a spiritual feeling. Cause me, hallelujah, to let Christ live in me. See, when that starts to happen in our lives, brothers and sisters, and we know these things, there's a passion that starts to bubble up in your life. The things of this earth, they grow strangely dim, don't they? Things that you thought you had to have meant so much to you. Man, they just, phew. You know, I almost smile at it, and it was like a memory of a nowhere somewhere, whatever it was, but I can't even, what was that that I used to like about that? Comes your lover, doesn't he? Nothing else satisfies you. God, help us to go there now. See, that's it. This is what he continues to call in our lives. Take you there now. Let that grace take you to the heights right now. And it's interesting, as the Lord was bringing that again to my heart about the heights. Often people think of heights as the mountaintops. Always. Wasn't hard for Julie Andrews to sing up there on that mountain, was it? She could run around in the sunshine with the ribbons. But where he's got the heights is in the lowest valley. Yes, it is. Where he's got the heights is in the driest desert. Because, brothers and sisters, it's the heights are where you don't feel a thing. And the heights are, you only know that you're getting through because of his love. That's the truth. That's the absolute truth. Knowing that it could only be his love that's carrying me out of here. Yes, it is. Lord, I can't rise up right now. I really can't. But man, I feel these arms right underneath me. And you're carrying me out of here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. See, this is what God is interested in you, is his son's love in you. And the confidence, see, this is what it is, the confidence of his son's love in you. Do you have complete confidence in his love? Do you? Do you have complete glorying in his love for you? Do you have that growing in your life, in you? Well, then I'm going to tell you something. Your life is profitable. Old people might look at it and just disregard it and think, oh my goodness, you're just a flop failure. You're just a no good. You're a nobody. You haven't done a thing. Don't be as that one that was smiting his chest coming in there and saying, oh, look what I have done. Look what I have done. Be the one that comes in there smiting his chest and bowing his head and saying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. See, that's a heart that knows that it's got to be the love of God. And brothers and sisters, there are not going to be a lot of people that want to have anything to do with that. They don't. They don't get it. Man can't get that. But God sure loves that. See, this the God again. He doesn't look at the outward appearance like man does. Oh, no, he doesn't. He looks on the heart. And he knows. And there might be some, and I've had this trouble here today, and I can't leave without saying this. There were times in my life that the Lord really started moving in my life. And it did. It made me feel so wonderful and glory to God. But then it started my mind to magnify me. And to say, oh, look what I did. Look at how good a thing come out of this. And you know what? That's a precious trial. And brothers and sisters, I know pretty much every single one of you and how God uses you, and it's wonderful. And I know that battle because we're all in this flesh. But he's able. He's so able. And as that enemy comes in and he's permitted to do that in your life, you don't need to talk to the enemy. Don't do that. Let's just get into it is written. I want people to quit being stupid in that enemy talk. Don't need to. Jesus was the one that told him to get me behind me. He's doing the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's getting in behind me. Okay, I want to talk with Jesus. I want to have conversation with my Lord. And as that dirty self-righteousness, which God will have to show you at time to time, he will. Because he's going to show you that he's faithful. He's going to show you, honeys, he really is, that it's always going to be me. That without me, you can do nothing. You don't need to go condemning yourself. You don't need to go into a guilt trap or anything like that. You just need to say, thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you that you've shown me again that without you, my thoughts go to wickedness in a moment. It's going to magnify my flesh. Unless I'm just, by God's grace, receiving love. That, Lord, you did it. And you alone. And I don't worry about how you did it. I don't worry about how it came out. I can't even worry if I think that, and it happens time and time again, maybe even today. Oh, I botched another sermon. He brought me here this morning. We're here in his name this morning. And I know by God's grace, I couldn't have been used to preach to you a better sermon.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't it awesome? That's our life. It doesn't matter what man thinks. It doesn't matter what's on your scorecard. It doesn't matter what's on my scorecard. I know that the Lord is coming for me and his reward is with him. And all I want to be found in is his son's righteousness. I want to say, Lord, thank you that even through all my insecurities, that, Lord, somehow your grace hit me to say, Lord, it's your work. It's your perfect work. Sure didn't look good that day. Sure looked like it was hit and miss. But all thanks be to God, his love is always on the mark. You some grateful people out here today? That's the reality of our lives. Never forget it. He's perfect in his love for you, and he will perfect that which concerns you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and just praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you again for your intimacy with us. Lord, you deal with us, yes, as a body and as individual joints. And it's wonderful. God, you're moving in people here this morning. Your anointing, hallelujah, is on us. Because the blood of your son is on us. We're, praise be to God, we're approved, accepted. Oh, you rejoice in every thought that we have of you. Now, Lord, let us be so thankful and thanksgiving today for that. And God, what a joyful people we will be. But Lord, let us always know that every good work is from above. Every good work is from that one on the right hand of God. Everything empowered is because of the love of Jesus. Lord, help us to be vessels to the praise of the glory of your grace. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.